The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This is. I guess I'll just start off by saying that you and I got in a pretty big fight the other night, and look what I did to you.
Oh, man.
I blackened both your eyes.
Can you see through my glasses? You could see.
Yeah,
it.
You could take your glasses off so people could see. Just let them see it. Look at what I did to him. Spousal abuse, man. It's not cool, even when it's lady on man. I apologize. Will you forgive me? Will you take me back?
I never got rid of you. Okay, it's easy to punch somebody in the eyes when they're sleeping. To walk in a room and just
You had a knife in your hand when I did it.
When I was sleeping?
You were coming at me.
With a knife? You're telling people I was coming at you with a knife? Your fake story? I turned into a murderer?
Well, I wanted it to seem tough.
I wouldn't need a knife to come at you. I'd knock you out with one fist. And I've had many dreams where I've done it. Well, I had a dream last night. You were mad and just yelling at me. When I was sleeping, I must have been cold because the dream was, I'm freezing. This house is freezing. And you were going crazy and you punched a hole through the glass. And me and Raina had you committed, or we called the police or something.
Why did I punch a hole through the glass?
Because I closed the door on you, some door, and you couldn't get in. So you punched a hole through the window like that because it was too cold in the house. So I was cold when I was sleeping. That turned into a dream. You ever have that?
Yeah.
Everybody has, right? So I had micro needling done under my eyes. Like I was at a club doing comedy last week. And I met this doctor, friend of Bobby Kelly's. And he was talking to me about this. And I go, I'll do it. And, you know, I get myself into these things. Like,
yeah, because you don't even like really do any research on it anything.
I did research after I said I do it, but I didn't plan. Like, I never sat around one day going, oh, I should do microneedling.
It was so fast. You're like, should I get it done? And then you're like, I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah. It was on Monday. I said, I'll do it, you know. And
it's like to get rid of the bags under your eyes.
Yeah, and under my chin. Doesn't the skin look less under my chin?
I mean, yeah.
Does it?
I guess, yeah. It's still there. Know.
It's what?
It's still there.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna have no skin. I'm not gonna have a skin like you can see right through to the bone. Anyhow, so I met this doctor, Dr. Gale. Go look at his stuff online. I mean,
you go look at it.
You go tell your mother to look at it. Like there's before and after pictures. But with any doctor or
can
anything.
Can I just fix them? Your
ew.
Don't you comb them down? Look at, they stick up.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Are you supposed to comb them down? I think you're supposed to comb them down and like spray something on them, aren't you?
What, on my mustache?
Yeah. Is there like mustache glue or some shit?
I don't know. But here's the thing. Like, I've never even dyed my hair once, ever. You know, never went to a tanning bed. I mean, years ago, I did it twice, years and years ago. You know, I don't do any of that shit. And then I was talking to him. He goes, yeah, I can take care of all that stuff. So I went there Monday. Look, when I have something done like that, you don't have to tell me every little thing. He does talk and tell you everything about it. Just do it.
First of all, I was
Just do it.
I want to get it done. Should I go? And then you're like, I'm going to his house. And I was like, pass.
Well, he doesn't.
I'm not going to someone's house for plastic surgery.
Well, yeah, I do like whenever I deal with a doctor to have a receptionist. But I mean, during the pandemic,
he just opens his door like, hey.
No, he lives in a beautiful building. And that's another thing. Like when I got there, my idea was to get in and get out so I could pick up Raina. And luckily she got a ride home. But he gave me a tour of the building, which was amazing. Building was game rooms and lecture rooms and
what part of the city?
Gym. Midtown. I mean, just a fucking amazing building. You know, the parking garage was right across the street. I did Spot Hero. It was only 26.
What? You said, okay, he gave me a tour of his building. I think you said games room.
There's a game room.
Okay, wait.
You know, pool
pause,
tables.
Pause. Yeah. And then you went, and I parked across the street. Like, that's all you gave us in this amazing building. And then you went into, yes, then you went into like your Spot Hero parking.
Yeah, I did Spot Hero for the parking.
Yeah, but no, that's a part of the conversation.
No, if people don't have Spot Hero, they'll go, what's Spot Hero? And they get it.
No, but they don't. You're not doing anyone any favors.
Yes, if you're parking in
New York. If you're talking about an amazing building in Midtown that you want us to know about, then tell us what the amenities are, you know?
All right, so first, if you're going to New York and going to an amazing building, right?
It better be really amazing, because I've been in some. I was in one where the person's house was in Architectural Digest, their apartment.
Listen,
so let's.
That was because their apartment doesn't mean the building was nice that they were in.
No, it was like a brownstone.
Yeah, so that's not a building.
I'm just saying. If you're going to talk about nice, like how much is 7 million? Like, what are we talking here?
I don't fucking know what it costs to fucking.
Well, I do. If I'd been in there, I would have known how much it was. Because I look at those. I look at New York apartments and.
What do you look at?
7 million plus.
What do you look at?
Sometimes I see one for 14 million. I go, one of them I looked at. The second floor, not the first floor, not the top floor, the second floor had an indoor pool.
Oh, do that with your hand again? Had an indoor pool? Okay. So the building alone, you know, a gigantic workout room, gym, pool table room with games, even that whatever game.
But no, kids. I don't. Nobody knows what you mean by that whatever
when
game.
When you throw the puck down long.
Shuffleboard?
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, kids, playroom for kids. Nannies can take the kids down there during the day. You know, conference rooms, library.
Why is this always?
What are you doing? You're messing it up there.
Yeah, but it's slowly like. Okay.
That's you. You shouldn't lean. So then we get up to his apartment. He shows me around, shows me the equipment. You know, like I want to get in and out. When I saw him when I met him, he goes, yeah, the procedure, you're in and out. Right. So after like already an hour before we start, you know, I'm going, you know, and plus I'm looking, you know, the building, you can look outside and see the West Side Highway. You know, going, I'm going, oh, fuck, I'm going to get stuck at the tunnel now, right? You know, because I wanted to be out. I got there 2:30. I thought I'd be out by 3:30 and beat fucking traffic going back to Jersey. Anyhow,
achoo.
Bless you.
Achoo.
Bless you again. And, oh, why didn't you do what you do after you sneeze?
Excuse me, because the last time I did it, you yelled at me for 2 hours.
I didn't yell. Oh, my God.
I said, excuse me, and you go, you don't say excuse me after.
After you sneeze, you don't say excuse me. After you burp, you say excuse me. After you sneeze, someone says bless you, and you say thank you. You don't go excuse me after you sneeze. That is it's 100% wrong. No one's ever in the history of life, after they sneeze, say excuse me, except you. Yeah, you made that up, and now it's like you make up things in your head.
I didn't make it up. I just said excuse me. It seemed polite thing to do. I sneezed like 7 times in a row. I was like, oh, that's a lot.
But you don't say excuse me after a sneeze.
But who made that rule? Like, why do you care? It's so weird.
Oh, okay. After you You burp. Do you go happy birthday?
I'm going to start.
Yeah.
I'm going to start.
After you burp, happy birthday. You don't do that. Okay. So there's certain things you do and don't do. There are rules that are off the book rules.
Well, sorry. Shoot me.
Excuse me. Sneeze. Excuse me. What? How fake polite are you?
It's very Canadian of me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When you're in Canada.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When you start saying, you know what? First of all those things, yeah. I know you don't have anything to say. You're just buying time.
I'm not buying time.
Vamping until you can think of something.
I thought of something.
Oh, go ahead then.
When you sneeze and say, excuse me, you can do it in Canada. That's what they do up there. Okay. You're now on American soil. So anyhow, so.
Well, how about, what should I say after I kill my husband? Take me away. Stop it. I'll punch you in the face again. You want me to?
So.
I like how you made up this whole plastic surgery story so you don't have to tell people your wife beat the shit out of you.
Oh, boy. She's going with that one again. Da, 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 da. So, anyhow.
I got a dumb story I gotta finish.
You don't want to tell me to tell a dumb story.
Tell it, but I don't want to hear about parking. And I don't want to hear about the West Side Highway again. You want to get out. You got to get to the tunnel. The guy's taking a long time.
Well, if you don't want to hear it again, why are you repeating it?
I'm bringing us up to speed. Then the guy goes, I guess we'll do it now. You're laying on his couch in his living room.
It's not a couch. It's on a fucking medical table, dummy.
Okay, in his living room?
Between the living room and the kitchen. Yeah, in the living room. Oh, it's a nice apartment if you didn't have all that stuff in there. Equipment.
Medical equipment. Okay. It seems illegal, honestly.
I'm sure it's not. During the pandemic, a lot of buildings closed, or you couldn't do a lot of stuff during the pandemic. A lot of office buildings closed. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people moved their businesses. Look how many people were doing work on their
computer. Oh, shut your mouth and just tell the story. Oh, my God.
Look how many people were doing work at their house on their computers. So it's the same thing, only with a medical
table. Oh, my God, yeah, except no HIPAA.
What's that mean?
You know, that's the thing, like, doctors do no harm or whatever.
No.
Isn't it?
I never heard that one, maybe in Canada.
Or is it? I don't know. Let me look it up.
No HIPAA. No HIPAA. No, anyhow, so he does the procedure.
Takes Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996 is a United States Act of Congress enacted by the 104th United States Congress and signed into law by President Bill Clinton. Don't know what that means. Will not do any plastic surgery in a kitchen or living room or space in between.
Anyhow, I mean, the guy, so he did, it took about an hour. It was a little painful. It's just fucking needles going into your, he goes, oh, some people don't even scar up that much. It'll be gone in a couple of days. I hope this is gone by at least next week.
It's going to be like, yeah.
Because I'm going to Vegas next week.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't care. I got to go on stage tonight.
Tell people you had a rock climbing accident or a motorcycle accident.
I gotta say something fucking cool, right? I was gonna say I got stung by a bee's nest. Right under the eyes, exactly. It doesn't work, huh? A snake bit me. No. Anyhow, so he did the work. I guess I won't know the results until it's all healed. But he knows what he's doing. Although before and after pictures, do we really know? But he's a nice guy.
Well, sometimes
he's smart.
The before and after aren't even like that dramatic. It's like,
oh, there were some dramatic ones.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's a smart guy. Does good work. You know, he talks you through it. You know, and it was a little painful, not bad. I mean, I have tattoos. I was pretty happy. And we'll see how the results is. But if you go to his website, Dr. Gale, you can see a lot of before and after. Then I go, you're not doing a before and after picture of me? And then he goes, oh, I have enough of them.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that's where I started to worry. I'm a celebrity.
Why would you want your before and after?
Well, I don't, but I just asked it.
Oh, my God.
You know, no, any press is good press. Anyhow, so if you want to get microneedling, all kinds of work done, Dr. Gale, go to his website.
Or if you want to take a look at some really nice kitchen cabinets.
I don't blame him for, you know. I mean, look at the money he saved with the fucking rent in a New York office. I mean, I don't blame him for doing it there. You know, if you went to someone, doctor, there's doctors that have their offices in their house and, you know, a real doctor's
office. Yeah, but
office.
It looks like a doctor's office. So they're not like, just like, well, here's a spare bedroom. Oh, just move my sewing stuff and sit wherever you like. Like,
you're so corny. You're sewing stuff. So, I mean, he gave me a deal on the price. Yet, I don't know because I never had it done. But I would recommend him. I would recommend Dr.
Well,
Gale.
Don't you think you should just wait until you see the results before you recommend?
Already, my neck looks less. I did under my neck, too. And already, you could tell it's a little tighter. Under my neck. Maybe it gets tighter as you go along, hopefully. I mean, look, I can remember I used to
stop pinching it.
I could barely pinch it now. But all of a sudden when I got home and then my eye started blowing up and scar and blood, and I'm going, oh shit. I didn't know. And then yesterday I saw a guy when I was at the golf course. He goes, yeah, my wife had it done. That's normal. For it to get swollen and whatever. So I guess we'll see. I don't know how people go nonstop to plastic surgeons, though. I mean, it seems like a lot of fucking work, you know. I'm.
Well, they don't go nonstop, you know.
I'm one and done.
Well, at some point, you got to get redone again.
No, you don't.
I bet in 6 months it's...
It's not, no, this isn't.
You think
Botox.
It's permanent? It's not permanent. It's Nothing's not, permanent.
It's not Botox. It doesn't just go away. It tightens the skin. I don't know. I called Dr. Steve before I did it. He goes, oh, yeah, we do it here at wherever he works.
What?
Yeah. You know, so.
That's weird. Isn't he like, doesn't he deal with end of life?
Yeah, but.
It's like, but you want to look good in the coffin?
No, in the.
How do you want your friends and loved ones to remember you by? You better get those bags taken out of under your eyes. You only got a few days left.
Jesus. Remember we used to say he used to steal the
stone. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
People's glasses.
No, but that's like.
So I did research before I did it. And I called Dr. Steve. And he goes, yeah. I go, what should it cost? But. What should it cost? All different it should cost. If you're doing it in Tennessee, it's going to be cheaper than doing it in Midtown, New York. Because the price of life in Midtown, New York is more expensive than in Tennessee.
People are worth more?
They're not worth more. They
I know what you're saying.
More.
Okay, let's move it along.
Okay, so we'll see. But Dr. Gale, take a look at his website.
I don't know if he enjoys you talking about him like this.
I said positive things throughout the whole podcast. Mm. You know, I mean, of course, there's going to be negative in anything you do. I mean, I was there longer than I expected. But if I wasn't expecting to leave and be trafficked, I'm glad I learned all the stuff he told me. Now I know, you know, he told me when they're, you know, he's spraying stem cell. After he's doing this stuff, he sprays stem cell on you. Whoa, I got stem cell on
wow.
me, baby.
Now you're...
What?
You know, that's like one of the big issues that religious people have. They don't want stem cell research and stuff.
Oh, no, we didn't do research together. He already
no,
sprayed
No, no, the research has already been done, my friend.
That's different stem cell.
Probably not research. In his... He does the research right in his kitchen sink.
See, you're making fun of him. I'm not making fun of him. All right, go to it. And now, three nights in a row, plus last week, I hit the lottery, pick three.
Wow.
I
didn't get one gift or nothing.
I'm glad I had the stem cell sprayed on me after I won a couple times, because maybe he sprayed me with some kind of fucking... some voodoo shit.
You're so crazy. Do you know that?
Like, yeah. The minute good things happen to you, you're like, uh-oh, evil. Why would any good things happen to you? Your brain probably doesn't allow good things to happen to you, because your brain's like, hey, if something good happens to you, that means it's evil. So I better make sure nothing good happens to him. That's how your brain talks.
Does it? My brain talks out
loud? Okay, hey, listen. We got to keep this guy safe. Yeah. One of the ways to keep him safe is make sure nothing good happens to him.
Three. I've hit the lottery five times in the last fucking week. Pick four in Connecticut. Pick three in New York. Pick three, four times in New Jersey. Seems a little weird, doesn't it?
I think it's...
just, I got lucky.
Random. I did have that dream where you won the lottery, right?
Well, what,
I told you it. And then
I had the dream I won the fucking pick six.
In my dream, you won a lot more than... maybe this is just a little...
a taste.
Little taste. What's to come?
Well, I've been... what's going on with you?
Oh, interesting. That was hard for you. Thank you. So I did this big benefit on Monday night. And you want to know how rich these people are? What after the show, I was getting my
nails done,
glass of vodka. And
I thought you had wine.
No, I had one vodka soda. And this woman goes, oh, where are you from? Where do you live? I said, New Jersey, but grew up in Canada. And she goes, oh, do you know the Trudeaus? Well, I know who they are, obviously. But she was like, she's like, we're friends with them.
Yeah, but she could have been friends with their second cousins, with their fucking, not the prime minister.
I think she was talking about the prime minister. Because she was like, she goes, whatever, I can't remember his first name, but she goes, his mother has a one-woman show that we went to. It was really good. His mother, not like, his mother was the first lady of Canada at one point, you know what I mean?
No, the first lady of Canada is the wife.
The wife of the prime minister. So his dad was prime minister.
Oh, he was?
Yes, but in the like 70s or 80s.
Oh. And she has a one-person show?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh.
I remember my parents talking about, she was like, dated, you know, one of the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger or something. And she had a little bit of wild child before she married. Justin is the prime minister now. But
and she's a money chaser, this one, huh?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't see her one.
Was she hot? Was she hot back in the day?
I don't know.
If she dated Mick Jagger, she must have been hot.
I don't remember what she looks like. Honestly.
Hotter than Keri Russell?
Nobody's hotter than Keri Russell.
I'm telling you, she looks like the girl I used to live with. Exactly like her.
Right.
That's the kind of girls I used to date. I had some hotties back in my day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry that you went so downhill. It's really unfortunate for you.
No,
now that your eyes are, you know, now you're getting all this plastic surgery, you might be. You really have changed your look. You got your teeth done.
I had to have my teeth done.
That was so funny. That was such a Rich Voss moment. That on Bobby Kelly's podcast, they played a clip of you on
Evening at the Improv
from circa what?
Circa what do you mean?
98, 95?
No, not that long ago.
Yeah, it had to have been, because I don't even think it was around past then. It's 97?
No, it was in the 2000s.
No, I don't think it was around back then.
Maybe 98, I don't know.
Okay, so anyway, you're sitting there, standing there, whatever, doing a joke. You have big teeth. Okay?
I know, they're not that big.
Yeah, you have big teeth.
No, I didn't.
You had big teeth. How can you look at that and say, no, I didn't. You had big teeth. You clearly at the time didn't know you had big teeth because you were doing a joke about a woman who had big teeth.
Nancy Kerrigan.
And it was so wild. It made me laugh so hard, this clip, because how could that is so you. That is so you to be making fun of someone while having the same affliction. Without knowing it, completely oblivious.
It's a funny joke, I said.
It's a funny joke, but it's still like,
I said,
people had to have been sitting there watching you being like, is he making fun of himself? Is this a joke?
I said she has such big teeth, it looked like she had baby shoes in her mouth.
Right, but you're like, it looked like she had baby teeth, baby shoes in her mouth.
My teeth weren't
You down. Couldn't even hear the jokes because all you're doing is being like, does this guy not know?
I'll call Bobby Kelly.
Oh my God, here we go again.
I don't think he's
it was so you. And then I said to you that clip made me laugh so hard, and that because you had big teeth, and your immediate response was I didn't have big teeth. But you can see, right?
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes, but more importantly, we're making a difference.
Well, we have a bootleg podcast. That's how we make calls. Oh, he's not going to pick up.
Remember there was a time where like 700 people would email us how to make calls?
Do the podcast?
Yeah, we never did it. Oh, no, it's not picking up.
I can get to the phone, leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Was he on the bonfire?
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any.
Oh, God. Your mailbox is full too, by the way.
No, it isn't.
It is.
I'm going to write call.
But why would you say no, it isn't? That's like amazing to me. You wouldn't know because you're not leaving yourself voice messages.
I would get a thing.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Oh. All right. We'll see.
No, if my voicemail is full, please let me know. I won't say no, it isn't.
Well, your body is full of shit.
Well, no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Fucking exaggerating exaggerator.
What? Where does this come from? What? Because I said your mailbox was full? How would you take that and make it such a negative thing? Your mailbox is full. Maybe delete some of those messages.
It's not. It was probably at one point. I probably took some out.
But why are you? I don't
you
get
know
it.
What happened? Have you ever
why are you denying it? It's so weird.
Have you ever had?
I just tried to leave a message the other day.
Have you ever had?
Oh,
look at you. Why do you keep touching things?
There, it's perfect now.
Have you ever? I was driving the other day with my phone and I had it on Waze. What's it called? Waze. Then my phone almost started working. It said, phone too hot.
Yeah.
You ever have that?
Mm hmm.
I held it up to the vent. To cool it off.
Well, you're smart.
Because I was in the middle of going somewhere. I didn't want to get lost. All right.
These stories are really terrific.
What?
Really amazing.
I guarantee a lot of people after this podcast go to Spot Hero and download the app. You know, I never thanked. I want to thank.
Oh, God. Here we go. This is what he does. By the way, he doesn't care about thanking people.
Oh, it's Bobby.
He honestly thinks this is helping someone. Oh, boy.
Hold on. Bobby. Hello? Is this Bobby Kelly?
Yeah.
Hold on. Talk up. Hold on.
Why are you so mean to me?
I'm not mean to you.
Do you think it's his tone of voice? Don't bring it up. He'll get very angry that he's not angry. You're making him angry.
I'm just saying, dude. Maybe you're not angry, but you have tone issues.
Oh, okay, Bobby.
No, that's the same thing. Like, you're still in it.
I mean, what?
I mean, like, I don't know if you're listening. You know what I mean?
No.
The Does that make sense?
Maybe my tone issues are because I'm a little older and I'm a little more hard of hearing, so I speak up.
No, it's why do you defend things that are so dumb? It's like so crazy.
Can you hear me better now? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, Bobby. So
yes, I just want to say one thing.
What?
Voss, what? You have tone issues.
Oh, yeah?
If there's another way to say it, you're being a cunt.
Oh, really? We don't use that kind of language on this podcast. Beep that out, please, or keep it in. It doesn't matter. Okay, go ahead.
What's up?
I was speaking to Rich about that clip that you guys posted the other day where he's doing Evening at the Improv, and it's so Rich Voss to me. I was laughing so hard by myself watching it because to me it's like encapsulates exactly who he is, where he's got gigantic teeth making fun of someone with big teeth, making fun of a woman with big teeth while he's like arr, 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 arr. And I said well, after, you know, when he came back home from wherever he was, I said that clip made me laugh so hard, and he was like, you could tell he was pleased because he likes that. And then I go, because I can't believe you were making fun of someone with big teeth when you had big teeth. And he goes, I didn't have big teeth. And it's just like, what's going on in his head?
Voss, listen, here's the thing, Voss. Voss.
What?
You have the biggest teeth out of anybody I know.
Not now.
Oh, so you did have big teeth when you were telling that story?
Well, I don't think so, but oh. I definitely don't now.
Oh, my
Voss,
God.
You couldn't close your mouth.
It was so funny. He kept going, I had a good line. I'm like, nobody was listening to the line because everybody was like, is this guy joking? His teeth are enormous. Is he talking about himself? What's happening?
Yeah, dude, that'd be like me making a fat tit joke a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
look at your fat tits, dude.
Yeah, be like me being like, yeah, this fucking bitch with her flat chest. You'd be like, what?
Buddy, here's the problem is that you're taking that as a call, like, I did good. The clip, what shocked everybody during the clip.
Yes.
The shocking thing that everybody, when did you do that clip? When was that from? What year? How many years ago?
I think it's 97, 96 or 97.
Okay.
No.
I mean, holy shit, a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good set.
Okay, fine. I know. You got to compliment me. 20 years ago. We literally dug it up like a pyramid in Guatemala.
Yeah.
People haven't seen that bit in years. And years later, we watch it, and the fucking first thing that people see is like, is this big tooth dude out of his mind?
Yeah.
Like, that's the first thing. We're all like, what the fuck? Not anything else. That was the thing. The pot calling the pot.
Yes. The pot calling the pot a pot.
It's insane that you had a joke about big teeth.
I know. You know what it is? It's like, it's hard to meet people with that kind of lack of awareness, like a full grown adult that has no self-awareness. It's like, welcome to Rich Voss world. He has zero self-awareness.
Oh, yes.
Even him, he's like, I don't have a bad tone. It's like everyone you've ever met is like, why are you in a bad mood?
I'm not in a bad mood.
Do you see what I'm saying, dealing with here?
That's the scary part about it, though. He's an adult with children.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, maybe then you'd be like, yeah, you got big teeth, and you're unaware. It's years later.
Yeah.
You're a grandfather.
Right, right.
You should have evolved.
Yeah.
Hey,
you should have watched that clip and went, wow, that's kind of uncomfortable.
No, but he doesn't see it. He's literally on such a low plane of consciousness. Honestly, I don't mean to get all weird here, but he cannot see it. He cannot see the way other people see it because he's living in a mud hut under the fucking crust of where everyone else is like living consciousness wise.
That he built with his old teeth.
Yes.
Listen. Problem is, this is what really scares me. You're that guy on stage, you're still that guy.
Yeah, no, he would totally make fun of someone and then they'd go, hey, you know, you have that same problem. No.
First of all, I kill on stage. I'm in a different.
Nobody's ever said anything about that. That was not an issue. Not brought up.
It's going to be hard to go on stage tonight with my eyes all swollen and bloody from.
Why don't you do jokes about other people who get plastic surgery?
How do you know?
This bitch with her black eyes.
How did you know? I went to see Dr. Gale on Monday. Smart guy. I had to take I had to get in and get out. I thought I was going to get in and get out, but after a tour of his building and an hour and a half of explaining, just fucking do it. I mean,
well, it takes him a lot longer since he has no staff.
You did it in a guy. You did microdermabrasion in an apartment
on his couch where he takes a nap in the afternoon.
It's not.
let me just clear some of our dishes from breakfast and get you going here.
Hey, dude, just move that sandwich. Do you want that? Is that you want the other half of that? Listen, Bill is the best, but he does. Yes. He works out of the apartment, and it's cheap. You could go to a salon. You're fucked. You know what I mean?
Well,
so, he didn't give him that good of a price. I'm telling you.
It was decent. He said, I don't know. It was decent. I don't know. I've never done it before, so I don't know what to compare it with.
Seem pretty on par with what it costs.
Oh. This is what fucks me up about you. Literally, you can, where we're at technology wise, you say the stupidest things. I didn't know what to compare it to. It's not 1864.
Right.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for that fax.
Dude, what the? There's AI, dude. I just wrote a letter to Max's school.
What's AI?
Principal.
Oh my God. Did you hear that? What's AI? He said. It's all anyone is talking about. It's insane.
AI.
How does this not get through to you? You read something every day. What are you reading? You've never come across AI?
Article. Wow. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, something that you have zero of. You don't have real intelligence or artificial intelligence.
I knew what it was.
Artificial. Listen.
What?
Listen, dude. Listen.
I did research on it.
He says he did research. He called Dr. Steve, who does it in his old folks' home. So.
Yeah, you called the doctor who works hospice.
Yeah.
He knows. Dr. Steve knows a lot.
He's like, well, we've had 7 people die from it, but I think it's okay.
Hey, would you check it? Your Encyclopedia Britannica? Did you look it up?
He couldn't tell me. He had just left, okay? And he called me. And I said, what was the procedure that you got done again? Because I wanted to look it up. He couldn't tell me. Not one word.
Microneedling.
Not one word did I get. I told you what it was.
You didn't.
You went and got a procedure done in somebody's apartment. You didn't know what they were doing?
Yeah.
I did know what they were doing. I just forgot the name of it. I forgot it.
No.
Did it work?
I don't know. It takes time to see.
Is your face look? You do look like Deadpool.
He's very beat up.
It looks like I have 2 black eyes.
Don did her whole face because Don used to work with Dr. Gale, and she went and did her whole face.
Uh-huh.
I mean, dude, I almost fucking left her.
It's like a mask, right?
It was like Hellraiser. I was like, I don't know if we're gonna go out this week. We had to go somewhere and she got it done. I'm like, yeah. If you look like this, you're going by yourself or I'm not going.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture real quick. And this is, it got worse, but here's, this is.
Not a friend you are, boss.
Why? Oh, really?
What am I gonna say right now?
I have no idea. I sent you.
I got attacked by a man with a knife in the subway yesterday.
You did?
No fucking way. Why are you taking the subway?
When you can finally fit through the turnstile, you do it.
How come I didn't hear about this?
I just got the photo. I hope this never heals.
Wait, what happened in the subway? What happened?
God, dude, that's
it got worse.
Bad, dude. This is like a scar.
No. Yeah.
It'll heal.
Wow.
What happened in the subway?
Some guy flipped out and was yelling and screaming at me. And then fucking...
Was he at your show?
I don't even need to be here for this.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you guys... No.
You don't want to hear the story?
I do, go ahead. But...
Go ahead. He was yelling...
I told him to shut the fuck up, and then he came at me, and I pushed him back, like, let's go.
Whoa.
He goes, all right, motherfucker, and he took out a knife and goes, now you're going to die.
Whoa. Jesus. So what'd you do?
And then he started slicing me, like trying to slice me, and I just stopped at CVS and got little snack packs, so I had my CVS bag, and he was slicing my bag instead of me.
And then my God.
And then he kicked me, but my phone was in my hand. And he kept calling me all kinds of, you know, fag and gay and queer. I knew you were a fucking queer.
Finally, someone sees you.
As I was running back, he kept calling me names. Because he was, I go, you're going to use a knife over words? I was trying to like, you know, talk, get out of it. Because I didn't have, you know, I had a knife, but it took me too long to get into my Louis Vuitton cross body bag. And then he kicked my phone onto the tracks.
No.
Yeah, it sucked. I was like, you kicked my phone on the fucking tracks, dude.
How'd you get it back?
Thank God. Well, he left finally after trying to kill me.
How old was he? Young or old?
He was my age, around late 40s.
Uh-huh.
50s, yeah.
Homeless?
No, I don't think he was homeless, no.
Oh, okay.
And he was white.
I didn't say that hasn't that. That's irrelevant.
I'm kidding. He was Puerto Rican. Listen,
he was white passing. I get it.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then I ran into Seton Smith, and he jumped down off the tracks onto the track.
No,
my phone. Swear to God, he was like, "I'll get it."
What the fuck is wrong?
Oh my God, scary!
He jumped down, grabbed my phone, and then I was like, hey, my wallet was on that too. Can you look for my wallet?
Was it? No.
Yeah, it was. He found my wallet. It was by the third rail.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. And he grabbed it and jumped back up. 2 seconds. There you go.
Wild.
Oh man.
Well, good story.
That's a good story.
Did you go to the cops?
It was fucked up though. It went quick. Like, you can't talk. You can't do anything. You can't. The only way you could defend yourself in the subway is if that guy was cutting me, I would have to fucking kill him. You know, it's so bad in the subway now. I mean, think about that. Some guy just flips out at me and I tell him to fuck off or whatever.
I wouldn't ever.
He's like, I'm going to kill you. Dead. Now I'm going to kill you. Like back in the day, you'd probably just have a fight. Now it's you're dead.
It's crazy. That's why you got to carry your own weapon everywhere.
Dude, I don't want to stab anybody.
No, he means your CVS bag. You've got to carry a CVS bag everywhere you go now.
I got to carry Triscuits and turkey.
Yeah.
Well, but why?
With an aged cheddar.
You said I'm a bad friend. Why am I a bad friend? I didn't know that story. I would call to see if you're okay if I knew it.
Well, I mean, everybody else heard about the story.
How did they hear about it? Who told
them? I put it on Instagram right when it was done. I was like, hey, I just got attacked by a knife from Seton. I was like, hey, Seton. For saving me.
Well, how come I didn't see it? I do follow you, I'm pretty sure. I don't really go to I don't go on social media that much. I'll go to Facebook and watch
that's
stories.
Social media, yeah, and you're on it all the time.
On Facebook. Right, but I'm sorry that happened. I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you very much, Rich. I appreciate that.
See, that's Thank a good you. Friend.
Did you go to the cops?
He's like, yeah, I don't care.
You don't care what? That I'm glad you're okay?
No, Bonnie doesn't care that I almost died.
I said, did you go to the cops?
No. What am I going to do to the cops?
I don't know. Just wonder.
What am I going to say?
They're going to look at you and go, don't take the subway. That's what they're going to say.
I'm going to be like, don't dress so gay.
Yeah, what were you wearing?
It was so bad. He was calling me all these names. And I looked down, I had a David Bowie shirt, skinny jeans. I had a leather shirt jacket and a crossbody.
Well, okay. We got to wrap this up.
That was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. Too much Bobby Kelly.
Why, comes on our fucking podcast to tell us some... We don't need that. We just wanted to talk about the other thing.
Yeah, enough already with your
some fucking life and death shit.
Yeah, we're not a depressing podcast. We're fucking...
Sorry, you guys had to hear that. Oh,
why
shit.
Why does he keep on... Hello? Hello?
That was a good one. That was good. That was a good one.
Look, here's the deal.
That was good. No, I don't want to talk. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay,
that
bye.
Was a good one. I was trying to let you know. That was a fucking good one. That's all I'm saying.
Do it again.
I hope your teeth grow back.
Look, we're sorry that he brought us all down with his life and death story. Seton Smith is out of his fucking mind.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't listen. If that fucking phone was next to a pillar on the platform, I wouldn't have picked it up for him, more or less. Jump. Anyhow, this Friday, I'm at the EMMAUS Theater, Pennsylvania. Next weekend, the Rio in Las Vegas. Go to richvoss.com. Tons of stuff. The Mothership club in Austin coming up, and
I'm in Colorado.
Yeah,
something, I don't know where it is.
Oh, Stress Factory, first weekend of June, and Bonnie's in Colorado.
June 1st, 2nd, that's 3rd, I think.
The same week I'm at Stress Factory. That's good. You're doing a festival.
I'm doing a festival. It's called Winter something. Winter Park Festival.
Winter Park, Colorado.
Is that the town name? Winter Park?
Well, why would they call it Winter Park? You're the dumbest person I've ever met.
And then I'm going to Canada to visit my family. Then on the 17th, June 17th, I'm somewhere. Where am I, Rich? Should I look it up?
Sucking my dick.
Am I? It's like, it's somewhere you've been.
All right. What, not at Mohegan? I was just there. That was great.
No.
Oh, and I want to thank A-Loft Hotels. A-Loft Hotels when I was in
Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie.
Oh, yeah. I like those guys. When I was in Austin, I stayed at A-Loft Hotels. It was a nice hotel. Not for free, but they gave me a deal. All right. Go to richvoss.com. I got to run. I'm going to go play golf. Fuck it.
What a fun time with you today.
Peace out, homie.
Bye. My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.